Today's Real Good News is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church of Tyrone. I'm Pastor Ken Patterson, and along with our church family, we'd like to invite you folks to come and visit with us. If you don't have a church home, I encourage you to come and spend a service with us. If you're looking for solid truth coming from the Word of God, a friendly atmosphere, please come and visit with us. We sure would love to have you. If you have your Bible, don't know where you're listening to this at, but if you have your Bible, I'll be reading from Acts chapter 7, beginning in verse 54. The Bible says, "When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." We've been talking over the last couple weeks, when I've been the one doing the Real Good News broadcast, about things in our lives that make a difference that lasts for eternity. And the difference we've been looking at from the book of Acts, the main impact was first seen and felt in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, with Peter and John, where the Bible says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." And just a quick review, and then I want to try to cover new points here this morning. The difference that brought eternal fruit in these men, first of all, they saw and they believed in a risen Savior. They saw and believed in a risen Savior. Number two, they tarried in prayer. We saw that in Acts chapter 1 and also Acts chapter 2. The third thing we looked at was sharing what they had experienced. As you know, unless you have experienced something, you cannot share that with other people. Just this past Sunday, one of the men in our church decided that he would do something definitely out of the order, he was going to give his wife a special gift, and she said, I'll do anything within reason. Well, he came to church last evening, and he said, Pastor, we did it. And I said, well, what'd you do? He said, we went skydiving. I would have never guessed that he and his wife went skydiving, but they did. They actually went to an airport and they went up in a plane. Now, they had an instructor strapped to the back of them, but he said it was amazing. Now, you know what? I watched his face and I listened to him tell the experience, but I told him, I said, I've been watching you, but it's hard to explain actually what the sensation was like. He said, I can't explain it, Pastor. There's nothing like it unless you do it yourself. And that's exactly what these men had experienced. And what they experienced, they shared. My friend, unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ and the change that he brings about in your life, you can talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing God, but it's not like personally knowing him yourself. The next thing we talked about, and that is going and knowing that you have is real. Going and knowing what you have is real. The Bible tells us we're supposed to go. And these people did, and they went knowing what they had experienced and what they had was very real. The next thing we talked about was being filled with the Holy Ghost. And when a person is saved, the Spirit of God comes and dwells within them, and that makes an eternal difference in our lives. The next thing we talked about was giving people what you have, nothing more, nothing less. Look, you can't give somebody what you yourself don't have. So if you don't have Christ and the joy that comes in knowing him, you really cannot share that with others. Today, I want to talk with you just briefly about responding to criticism with humility and Scripture. Now, the verse that we read early on was from Acts chapter 7. This was a man named Stephen. And back in Acts chapter 6, the Bible tells us that they chose deacons. And the Bible says here in Acts chapter 6 and verse 3, it says, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business." And they went down through. Then verse 5 says, "And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them." Now, this passage tells us very clearly that a deacon is to be a servant. Too many people have it twisted from what Scripture has desired and what God really desires them to do within their office. A deacon is not so much a person given authority to control the church or to control the pastor and tell him what he needs to do or not do. He is to be a servant. And Stephen, the Bible tells us, was a man full of the Holy Ghost. And he waited on tables, as the Bible said. He took care of the widows within that church family. And then he came across some Jews, Orthodox Jews, that did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. We still have people like that today. They believe that there was a man named Jesus. They believe that he was a prophet. They believe that he did amazing things. He was a great teacher. But you also must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Bible talks about Emmanuel being one of his names, where the word Emmanuel means God with us. The Lord Jesus Christ left heaven. That's what we typically would call the Christmas story. He was born in a manger, born in a stable, and then he was raised by Joseph, his stepfather, because he only had one real father, and then his mother, Mary, and then he went to the cross, having lived a sinless life. Stephen was preaching this, but these people did not appreciate or agree with what he was preaching. And the Bible says in verse 54 of Acts 7, "When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed upon him with their teeth." But here's the difference. "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man." Now, if you're looking at your Bible, the word Son is capitalized. It wasn't that he looked up into heaven and the sun, S-U-N, blinded him. He actually was able to see the Son of God standing, the Bible says, at the right hand of God. So we see, first of all, in response to the criticism, we see he was a humble man. He did not retaliate. He didn't yell at the crowd. He didn't try to defend himself. The first thing he did, being full of the Holy Ghost, he looked towards the Lord. Let me encourage you, especially those of you that know the Lord, make sure that you respond positively. Make sure you don't have to look up per se like Stephen did. Stephen was about to die, and if you continue to read like we did earlier, we know that he did die. He died in a right way. The first thing he did when he was criticized, he looked up. So when you and I are criticized, may we take time and just look to the Lord, if you will, in a time of brief prayer. Sometimes I call it, when I'm just praying quickly and I need the Lord to answer, I call it my prayer flare. I shoot a flare up and the Lord sees it and he hears what I'm saying. But make sure that you spend time praying. The Bible also talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was rebuked, when he was mocked, when he was beaten, what did he do? The Bible said he did nothing. He opened not his mouth. He was as a lamb slain. Why was he being slain? Well, he was being slain for us. He is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That's what John the Baptist said. My friend, let's take time and look to the Lord. Let's ask him to give us the right response. And I trust that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, so that you and I can die right.